So when was the second that you said to yourself, music might be for me? I know that you are super duper multi-talented. You do like a little bit of everything, the Juilliard thing. I mean, I know you're super talented, but when did music really become important to you?
I guess the like sort of defining moment would be well, I always really loved music. I grew up on a farm with my twin sister, and we would always like make up little songs and sing and stuff. And we were in choir and church and everything. And but I when I discovered Hanson, the band, like I was just it was this the moment where I realized, oh my gosh, these guys are like my age and they're doing this. So that entered into my mind as a possibility. And so I think that was the moment I was like, I could do this. And then the other defining moment that really solidified it was when I, and it's connected, it's all connected. So I went to see Hanson perform, and one of their opening acts was this girl, Brandi Carlile. And I just so connected with her voice and her emotion and her lyrics and stuff. And that just really like propelled me into wanting to, finally learn the guitar and write my own songs and really perform and everything.
What do you think makes you different from all those other singer-songwriters out there? Because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. What makes me different? Well, I'm Chris Angelis and they're not. I don't know. I mean, I think that's really, I was kind of joking, but that's the thing, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, you sound like this or that or whatever, but you always bring your own thing to it because you have your own experiences. And I think I'm a little bit more, well, I don't know. I can't say that I'm more eclectic than anyone else because there are a lot of kind of crazy, eclectic, amazing artists out there. But I don't know. With this album, The Left Atrium, that's coming out on July 29th, I was just really excited about making every song its own artistic piece and just really following where it went, and not so much concerned about, making it a marketable genre or anything like that. So maybe that'll be something cool and different. Like, it's more of an album experience journey rather than, I don't know. I mean, I guess it is a bunch of singles too because they're all sort of their own thing.
Speaking of singles and whatnot, cut to the chase. How was that song written? What was the creative influence behind it?
Okay, Cut to the Chase is about those things in life, where when you like when you want what you can't have, and where kind of because you can't have it makes you want it more. And just how, like, the lyrics are, I know that you're a bad idea, but I'm just going to keep hanging around to collecting reasons why. Just that whole sort of you good because it's bad feeling. I just played around with that, like, a little sort of cheeky feeling of, I know that you're not good for me, but I'm still gonna want you.
Is it based on anyone in your life? I mean, how did it all come about?
Yeah, it definitely is based on, well, when I wrote it, it was based on a specific person. And but it can apply to a lot of people. And I found that with a lot of my songs, that like throughout life, as I'm involved with different people, they hold true to the same situation or the different situations, which I guess is good because then I guess that means they're relatable.
Yeah. It's got kind of this jazzy sound too. How did the music, how was the music written?
I guess I got the feeling of that, like, sort of the chord progressions and the melody and stuff because I was listening to kind of Norah Jones, Joss Stone, kind of that more jazzy feeling. And I guess I don't want to give away too much about who it's about, but I guess it was sort of inspired by their music. And it made sense to make it sort of have that flavor because it was about them or whatever. And then so when I was I had the the vision in my head of it being in this like smoky speakeasy, you know, saloon type vibe. And so I just ran with that, and I had this great violin player, Stefan Hosepian, who was able to bring in that sort of smoky, creepy violin sound. And then my producer, Jeff Zakarski, added in all those little like percussive awesome things. It makes, someone said it has like a bossa nova feel, is that right? Or it's with a little like stick hitting.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
Yeah, I love it.
So what do you think you learned from the creation of this album that you're going to apply to your future work?
What did I learn? Oh, okay. I don't know. I guess to just allow, which I guess we did a good job of this time, but allow everything to be permissible until it's the editing stage. You know, I think a lot of people, and including myself for sure, I think too much, will just start editing right away, and then you sort of stifle your creative flow when you're immediately thinking like, oh, what will this sound like to someone else, and what do I want it to be, instead of going with your ideas and trying everything, which Jeff and I did a, I think, good job of doing. That's why I thought it would be fun to work with him, because when I came there and I had all these crazy ideas, he's like, yes, and let's do this. And then we can step it back and be like, okay, how is this going to really fit within everything? And I guess just to remember that, to remember to continue to play and have fun.
How do you want this album to ultimately be remembered? I mean, you're young, you're going to put out a ton more music. So, you know, a couple of years from now, if someone looks back on this album, what do you want them to think? How do you want them to remember it?
Oh, okay. I would love them to think of it as like an experience and a journey, like that, you know, brings you to a lot of different places. Like, there's even one of the songs that starts off with a this crazy intro, and it's called Nightmare, and then the first lyrics are, I cry myself to sleep, and only to, how's it go? I cry myself to sleep, only to dream, and screaming wake to find my nightmare is real. And so it has that sort of dreamland quality. It's more of like an experience and an adventure, and I don't know if it achieves that, but I would love it to. the whole album, and just to hopefully that it really touches people. Music is such a huge part of my life, and I always, you know, I listen to these songs and I'm like, wow, I wish I wrote a song like that, that makes me feel like that. And I just hope that people have that feeling about my music too, that it really helps them through things or their emotions, or like makes them understand themselves, and that, you know, they're not alone. Like all the feelings that come from music for me, which is why I love it, it's such a huge part of my life. I would hope that my music is the same for people.